Well, it hasn't been announced yet, but it is expected the Brewers will call up one of their top prospects to play tonight against the Guardians and make his major league debut. His name is Cooper Pratt, and you might remember that name because the Brewers signed him to a pretty lucrative contract, despite the fact he's never played a game at the major league level. It sounds very similar to the situation with Jackson Churio. It's kind of the Brewers' way. They pay you before you become a big star.
Coop! Do people call him that? Because I've been calling him that the last couple of days, and it just feels like it fits.
Well, there was another guy in Milwaukee named Cecil Cooper who might bear resemblance to that name more than Cooper Pratt. But if you see Cooper tonight, he's likely to be in the game.
Well, I think whenever he comes, why not put him in the game? You know, like, what are we waiting on?
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. Why wait anymore on Adam McKelvey at Brewers.com? He'll be at the event tonight. Brewers taking on the Guardians. Hey, Adam.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I think he'll be at shortstop tonight. That's my guess.
Okay. There's got to be a corresponding move here, Adam. So do we expect a mysterious injury to pop up or somebody to maybe be designated for assignment or even sent back down to the minor leagues?
Again, I don't have that yet. They love to announce these seconds before the clubhouse door is open for whatever reason. I'm guessing it's more likely a designated for assignment. They have, you know, they signed Luis Ranjifo. Switch hitter, play third base. He's had stretches where he's been very good at third. He's not hit at all. And they gave him, obviously, we're sitting here on June 15th, a very long time to get the bat going. It didn't happen. The only thing that gives me a little bit of pause is if you were at the game the other day, you saw Ranjifo banged up twice, once on a play in the field, looked like his arm, and then he fouled a pitch off his left ankle at the plate. So that's the only thing that gives me a tiny bit of pause is did something happen that we didn't hear about after the game injury-wise. But I think it's going to be a move involving Ranjifo. Now, that makes it interesting because the Brewers have a very good defensive shortstop, Jory Ortiz. Cooper Pratt is a shortstop prospect. What do you do? Again, I haven't seen the lineup yet, but I'm guessing it's more likely you play. If you call up Cooper Pratt, you want him to play where he's going to play for years and years, you hope. So I'm thinking that shortstop, and I'm thinking we see Jory Ortiz at third. But these are all what we're going to be looking for the next couple of hours as we start to get a peek at the move and then see what the lineup looks like.
Well, I'm hoping that the lineup is released in the next couple of minutes. So you can be like, oh, breaking news. I have it in my hand.
Yeah,
I can tell you.
Again, they love even more than waiting longer than they need to announce roster moves. They love waiting on that lineup, and I don't know if that – you think it makes it a little tougher on the other team that you don't have the time. I don't know exactly what goes into the thinking on that, but they like to wait as long as possible. So it'll be more likely, you know, 3:30-ish, something like that, where we start to see a lineup.
So, Adam, for the Brewers fans who aren't watching every single game and aren't into the X's and O's but love the storylines and want to know about the players, what should we know about this guy? He's a 21-year-old, right, Coop?
21-year-old. The name, if it's a little familiar, Todd Pratt was a catcher. His uncle played in the big leagues. His dad played professional baseball as well. Family. He looks the part. I mean, when you think about the new style of big shortstops, you know, Cooper Pratt's 6'2". I don't know what he's listed at, but, you know, he stands tall, 6'2". Has that look of a ball player. Pat Murphy loves him because he's one of those guys who's, you know, first at the field, last to leave type of players. The kind of guy who loves to play baseball, which sounds so simple because these are all professional ball players. But there are certain guys that just game, and that's the reputation that Cooper Pratt has built. Defense came first. You know, he's been major league ready defensively for a number of years, they felt. The bat was the thing that, you know, the question. How would he develop the bat tool, the hit tool, to be a, you know, star shortstop in the major league? So they like the progress that he's made, and obviously they feel like not getting much on the left side of the infield so far offensively, that this is the time to make a move and see if he can help out and help score a few more runs.
You know, it's about a year ago that we welcomed Miz to the major leagues, right? And, of course, he had that 5-inning, didn't allow a hit against the Cardinals. It looked brilliant. And then his season took kind of a rocky turn, and ultimately he was a fantastic performer in the postseason. It's hard, man, right? You come to the major leagues, and even if you make an early splash, the league always finds a way to punch back. That really is a fascinating thing to watch. But what I love about Pat Murphy's approach, and I think Craig Counsell did it too, Adam, they don't waste any time here, right? He's not being called up to pinch run or maybe get a token at bat in the eighth inning in a particular matchup. No, they want him to play. Like, they must feel he is major league ready to go.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's been a source of frustration, I think, for Brewers fans who've seen kind of they're not getting production, like we've said, on the left side of the infield. And they have guys in Cooper Pratt, another prospect, Jet Williams, who we saw a lot in spring training, that they got in the Freddie Peralta trade. And a lot of fans say, come on, let's go. Let's make a move and bring a guy up. They really want to, A, wait till the player is ready and not sort of stunt his development by putting him in a situation where he's not going to have success at the major league level. And, B, wait till a time where you know you want to make a move and play the guy every day. So if the move is Luis Renjifo, they would sort of move on from that free agent contract and, you know, hand the spot to a young player. So timing is everything with these. It is really easy. I always say, from the press box, decisions look really easy. Probably the same from the couch too. But when you are the one in charge and you're talking about human beings and you want these players to be successful for many years, there is an art to it. And I think obviously the Brewers feel like now he's ready. And the club is ready to, you know, make some moves to open a spot.
Okay, Adam, don't mind me, but I have to ask. Are you drag racing? Are you cruising out on Highway 100 right now? What's going on?
I'm going to get a haircut. Somebody merged into 784 in some sort of Corvette. There he goes.
Oh, the Corvette. I love the visual because you could just hear it like, vroom,
yeah, try and keep up. Yeah, hit
the gas. He's in Milwaukee, right?
That is not my Subaru Outback making that noise, I promise.
I love those little tidbits. Like, we get Adam McKelvey going to his haircut today. Didn't we have you once go into the dentist?
Oh, yeah.
You got to squeeze in these appointments when you can. I'm going to Stag. Let's just plug Stag because it is the greatest. And it's down in Bayview, and it is where when Jeff Levering looks good on TV every day, it's because Jess does him right at Stag. And John Axford is a Stag veteran, and, you know, a lot of the guys get their hair cut with Jess.
Well, look there
at
you
that.
Go. Right?
Yeah, I love right. that. You Inside can, information.
You can get your hair cut like Adam, a man of the people, right? Getting his hair cut at Stag before the Brewers tonight. Hey, real quick on Miz. I know you've seen a lot of Brewers games. It's a lot of talk and chatter. That was the best start in franchise history. 15 strikeouts, complete game, fewer than 100 pitches, just one hit allowed. None of this looks real over the course of 9 innings, but it was. How do you rate it, right? We're in the world of ranking things. Where do you put Miz's most recent start?
Well, I'm literally in the world of ranking things because one thing we did during the pandemic was we did all these top five lists, and one of them was best single-game pitching performances in franchise history, and we re-ranked those over the winter. And my number one was CC Sabathia in the final game against the Cubs. Complete game, it was an incredible start. But the context, right, was 26 years of postseason futility, had to win this game. And he goes out and just absolutely carried them to the finish line. I put Miz ahead of that. And honestly, I felt weird doing it because I know what that CC Sabathia start meant to the franchise. And what it's meant to all the years, the 18 years since, so much of the foundation of recent years was laid by CC Sabathia that day. But that Mizorowski start, you said it, Greg, it was video game stuff. And I just could not put that as the number one single game pitching performance in franchise history because it was one Kyle Schwarber swing of the bat from absolute perfection. And you're talking about something that's been done 27, 28 times in the history of the sport, a perfect game. So I think it was absolute magic. It was the sort of thing that makes you think the sky's the limit. And we always say this, if he stays healthy, right? True of any player in any sport, if he stays healthy, this guy has the ability to be one of the greats of all time. And I don't say that lightly, and there have not been a lot of pitchers in this town who you can say that about. This is a franchise that's been very good at developing some great hitters over the years. You know, those of us who were around in the 90s and early 2000s, you didn't always have those great pitchers. This is one. Homegrown has a chance to be an absolute great if he continues on anything resembling this trajectory that he's on right now.
Adam, real quick, before you take that seat for your haircut here, I noticed that the National League has co-players of the week this week and their teammates, Miz and Jackson Chourio. How often does that happen?
Not very often, and not very often that they do co-player, number one, and then that's two guys on the same team. I wish I had, like, numbers for you, and I don't, but it is a sign of how good Jackson Chourio has been, frankly. That's, anyone had to share that with Jacob Mizorowski after what he did on the mound. And what a big deal for the Brewers, because power is not their thing. But if you get Chourio swinging with authority again, I think he's the co-leader in June in the majors for home runs. That really helps out. And he is an impact player when he's right. He had that broken hand. Obviously, the timing is right again, and that makes him a power threat for a team that really needs every power threat they can get, because that's not their game. But every now and then, you need to win a game with a couple of homers, and they've done that. Well, they did it the other day against a really good pitcher for the Phillies, Christopher Sanchez. They won with two homers. You got to win games that way sometimes, and Chourio is a guy who can do it.
Check out Adam's writing at Brewers.com. I've seen him at the ballpark tonight. Compliment him on that high, tight haircut.
He'll
be getting
that
at Stang Barbershop later today. Always appreciate it, Adam.
Thanks,
best of
Adam.
Luck.
I feel like I have limited haircuts remaining. I really enjoy them these days.
Right. All right, we'll check in with Adam again next week. It's 12:51 here. It's Wisconsin's Midday News on WTMJ.